Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. Few minutes from here, I would be introducing to you the various Microsoft cloud-based databases that you can start using outside your organization's premises. But before we begin, I would like to introduce myself. I am Glenn Gamboa and I have been using SQL Server since version 6. I am also an SQL Server MVP awardee for 8 years now. Aside from being an SQL Server user, I have been an applications developer for quite some time and specializing on systems for the academic sector. With this, I founded GSoft Solutions Incorporated to develop solutions for the schools, all of which are on top of SQL Server and some of them are on the cloud. Lastly, my passion for SQL Server has led me to co-found Philippine SQL Server Users Group, or simply referred to as FISUG. Check out what we will be discussing. Today, the various Microsoft SQL databases are everywhere. They are split into various scales to fit to whatever size the customer wants. One is for the in-premise and the other is for the cloud. There are also several variants of Microsoft SQL databases depending on the application the customer uses or the kind of licensing one can afford. For example, there is a free Express Edition catered to students and professionals who want to start small with SQL Server. There is also that Business Intelligence Edition for organizations that want to use SQL for full-blown business intelligence apps. Now, there is a cloud-based SQL Server for those that don't have the physical space to put up their own data centers. In the following chart, we can see where various flavors of SQL Server, and we can see here where they are situated. Some are in-premise, some are in devices, the embedded ones, and some are in the cloud. But our focus in this discussion are the following. This is the Microsoft SQL Server that most of us has been accustomed to for many years before the cloud computing came into force. This is the same SQL Server that we deploy in local data centers and server rooms. Azure's SQL Database is the newest addition to the SQL Server family that is being used differently from the traditional SQL Server we have known. This is Microsoft's SQL Server for the cloud. This database offering by Microsoft caters to a different segment of users. This is the database that offers things like cloud scale, elasticity, high availability, right off the box. This database is meant when you cannot predict the size and performance requirement of your company in terms of databases. The goal of this course is to introduce you to how you will be able to utilize these new database possibilities. And contrary to common notion, it is actually pretty easy and straightforward to use the various SQL offerings of Microsoft in the cloud. The following exercises will teach you to create a sales database for each of the cloud data platforms that Microsoft has. We then create a table and do some data manipulation and attempt to connect to these databases from outside of Microsoft's cloud data centers. Let us start with Azure's SQL Database. Here you will see the portal of Microsoft's Azure. Our goal here is to create a database. To do this, we click SQL Databases. As you can see, there is already an existing database that I have previously created. In this exercise, we will create a new one So at the bottom left, we click New, then Data Services, then SQL Database, then Quick Create. Now we are specifying the database name. Let's type here MVADB1. Then we tell Azure that the new database should be created on a new server in Central US. Then we specify the login name and password that we will be using to access this database. And once we are done, we click on Create SQL Database. Then we will see that Azure is now creating our first database. After that, the database goes online. Then we can see that the database was created on a new server at Central US. Let us also check some of the information we can find regarding our new server. We can see our dashboard here showing that we have a single database in the server and given a DTU quota of 10. DTUs provide a way to describe the relative capacity of a performance level of databases. DTUs are based on a blended measure of CPU, memory, reads, writes. As database throughput units or DTUs increase, the power offered by the performance level also increases. For example, a performance level with 5 DTUs has 5 times more power than a performance level with 1 DTU. We can see the databases we have created in this server. We can also configure our server to have our IP addresses given permission to access our database. So currently, you've seen the IP, the client IP address that I'm using. So I'm adding it to the list of allowed IP addresses. Then we save it. Let us go back to the list of databases we have and check out MVADB1. Here are some of the key information that we need. This is the DNS name, which is the one we will use to access our database outside of Microsoft's Azure's data centers. Let us check out here the monitor. It shows there are no activities yet. Now checking up on scale, it says here we are using a standard database. We have here our server name. Then it says here that we can max out our DTUs if we need more crunching power, space, and faster storage speeds. But currently, as we have seen earlier, our performance level is at 10 DTUs and we are given a space of 250 GB. Now that we have our SQL database in MVADB1, and has seen activity, performance, and scale information about it, let us head over to test and see how we can access a cloud database from outside of its natural and secured environment. Now let us try to access our cloud database MVADB1 remotely via SQL Server's SSMS, a tool which we might be familiar of already. We will be using SQL Server 2012's SSMS. Let us connect to a database engine and remember our database DNS name. Here we are using that as our server name. Then for authentication, we choose SQL Server Authentication. Then we supply it with login account and password, which we made earlier. The login was MVA login. Type in the password and connect. Notice that we now have a connection to a new database engine. Now we open the databases folder and see that MVA DB1 is already there. Okay, let us now try to see if we can do some transact SQL with Azure's SQL database. Let us create a new query here. Now let us try to create a new table using transact SQL. Typically, a lot of us use the graphical table designer, but let us write some SQL code to accomplish that, since this particular version of SSMS does not support such designer. I still haven't tried SSMS from SQL Server 2014 or 2016 if the graphical table designer is supported to create tables for Azure's SQL database. For now, let's stick with SSMS from SQL Server 2012. So here we are writing an SQL code to create our table salesperson. So we have salesperson ID. We classified it as int. Then the second field, we have first name for Varkar 50, last name Varkar 50, gender character 1. Let's check if there is an error. There is none, so let's execute. Notice that there is a slight noticeable delay before SSMS gets to refresh right after we execute the code. That is because I am accessing Azure's SQL database remotely from a slow internet connection. Things will be a lot better on a fast internet connection. Let us check if we had our table salesperson created. We just need to refresh some folders here. There is our table. Again, let's create another code. Let us check if our newly created table salesperson contains any data. So let's execute the code. And as we can see here, there are currently no records in our table salesperson. Now let us try to insert some records. Let us add some code here to insert some rows. Let's add some values here. For our first record is for Bill Gates. Second record is for Steve Jobs. Third for Marisa Mayer. And Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, let's parse the code for errors. Oops. Incorrect syntax, near comma. Okay, let's correct this one. Okay, we have a missing closing parentheses. Let's try to parse it again. Completed successfully. Okay, let's try to execute this one. What we are about to execute is a code that will run in in-premise SQL Server with no hitch. However, this is where Azure's SQL database differs with the usual SQL Server we have known. Let us see what would happen if we execute this code. There. Tables without a clustered index are not supported in this version of SQL Server. Please create a clustered index and try again. So let's create a clustered index. create unique clustered index. We call it salesperson ID clustered IDX on salesperson table. The index would be on salesperson ID and it's on ascending order. Let's parse the code for errors. No error. Let's execute. Command completed successfully. We have just created a unique clustered index on salesperson ID at salesperson table. Let us execute again our code to insert records to salesperson table and check out what will happen. Executing. Four rows affected. We've just inserted four rows to salesperson table. Let's try to check. Select asterisk from salesperson table. There we have seen the rows that we've just inserted. Now let's try to modify our first query. Let's add some condition. Let's try to select records where gender is equals to F. There we go. For our next exercise, let us also check Microsoft SQL Server running on a virtual machine in Azure. With this, we still have that option to run SQL Server not only in our premises but also run it over the cloud. Once again, let us go to Azure portal and see how we can create a virtual machine for our SQL Server database. Okay, let's click a new virtual machine. Let's click compute, then virtual machine. Let's try to choose SQL Server from the gallery. The gallery is basically a repository of virtual machine images that have been pre-made and ready to deploy for Azure users to use. And one of those virtual machines that are already in the gallery is SQL Server 2016 CTP2. This version of SQL Server hasn't been released yet, but CTP2 is available for evaluation. Okay, let's name our virtual machine VM-SQL2016. Let's choose standard for tier. Then we have to create the username that we're going to use to access our database. It's MVA login for VM. Let's have our password here. Okay, let's click next. Okay, so we are creating a new cloud service. So we have our cloud service DNS name. Take note of this one, vm-sql2016.cloudapp.net. Let's add an endpoint, MSSQL. So we are basically telling Azure to open up port 1433. That is the port, standard port number that SQL Server is using. Okay, once we're done, Azure will start to provision our virtual machine. You can see in there, This will probably take quite some time, maybe around 15 minutes or so. Let's now fast track on this one. It's now starting. It's now running, but provisioning. It's now running. Now we are done with our virtual machine creation. Now that our SQL Server virtual machine is running and ready, the next thing we will do is to try to access our database remotely from outside of Azure's data centers. Let us now try to connect to our virtual machine using remote desktop protocol. From our virtual machines, let us select VM-SQL 2016. Then let's click connect. You will then be given an RDP file and you have to click open. It will then launch a remote desktop connection and you have to click connect. Here we will be using the user that we have created earlier. That was MVA login for VM. Let's enter the password. Then we click OK. Now we let remote desktop connection do its work. We click yes. We are now connected to our virtual machine. We still are not connected with our database. That would come later. Now we are seeing our virtual machine. And running in it is Windows Server 2012 R2. If you notice, the screens might be familiar to you. These are the screens that you will see right after you have a fresh install of Windows Server on any machine. Now let us look for SQL Server SSMS. Let's try to see if it's in the apps. Here is SQL Server Management Studio. Let's open this one. It says there 2016 CTP2. So we are still not accessing our database remotely as we are still inside Azure's virtual machine. We are doing this to make sure that SQL Server is running before we attempt to access it remotely from outside of Azure. For you guys who have been using SQL Server but is new to Azure, this should be a familiar territory. So we have just connected to VM-SQL 2016 instance of our SQL Server. So as you can see, we are now accessing our SQL Server from within the virtual machine using SSMS. Let us check what's inside our SQL Server instance. As you can see, there are still no databases in there. Let us try to create a new database. Let's try to create sales database. Let's click OK. There we go. We now have a sales DB. However, we do not have a table yet. Now, let us add a new one. But before we do that, let us enlarge the size of our font so we can clearly see the codes we will use in this exercise. Let us set our font size to 22. Now I just pasted the code which we used earlier to create a table. This time we run it on SQL Server running inside an Azure virtual machine. Now that we are able to run a code against a database we have just created, let us now try to access our database server from outside of Azure. First, let us gather the things we need to be able to access our database from outside of Azure. The first one is to get our server's DNS name. It says here that our DNS name is vm-sql2016.cloudapp.net. Next is that we make sure that an endpoint is set. So let's go inside our VM's properties. Click endpoint. Next is that we make sure that an endpoint is set. Here we are opening TCP port 1433. As we have known, this is the default port number that SQL Server is listening for any network communications. Next, let us check our SQL Server instance security and authentication settings. We make sure that it is set to authenticate using both SQL Server and Windows authentication. Then we need to check our Windows firewall settings too to explicitly allow SQL Server's port 1433 to accept communications from an external network. We do this by adding an inbound rule allowing TCP port 1433 to accept network traffic from an external or public network. And lastly, we need to create an SQL Server user that we will be using to access our database. We do this by adding a new login in our SQL Server instance. For this exercise, let us create login for MVASQL. Then we need to grant the login permission to access our database. For this demonstration purposes, let us give login database ownership level permission. This should pretty much allow this login to do anything within the database. Once these are all addressed and properly configured, we can now access directly our database server and database from outside of Azure. We can access our database from any SQL Server SSMS that is connected to the internet. Now that we are all set, let us access our sales database from a remote SSMS. Remember our DNS name. So we have here vm-sql2016.cloudapp.net. That is now our server name. So we select SQL Server authentication and we use MVASQL login. Then connect. Now, we have just connected to an instance of SQL Server which is situated in the cloud. Now, let us explore what is inside of vm-sql2016.cloudapp.net, which is somewhere in the United States and I am accessing here in the Philippines via an SSMS which is connected to a slow internet. As we check, we have seen SalesDB, and as we explore further, we also can see salesperson table, which we created earlier from inside of the virtual machine while we were doing a remote desktop connection. If we try to check the content of salesperson table, SQL Server says the table still has no records in it. Now let us try to insert some record. Or maybe this time, let's just insert a single record. Oops, I have just executed two SQL statements, so the results display didn't show that we have just inserted a single record. But we can see in the messages tab that we have inserted a single record. And to verify if we have inserted, let's do a select asterisk from salesperson. There we go. We have a single record containing that of Bill Gates. So that is basically it. We have just seen how we are able to connect remotely to SQL Server in a virtual machine running in Azure. To conclude this course, we now know various cloud-based database offerings by Microsoft. We now know how to deploy and use Microsoft's SQL database in Azure. We now know how to deploy and use Microsoft SQL Server 2016 CTP2 inside a virtual machine located somewhere in the cloud via Azure. I do hope that this course would serve as a starting point in exploring further the many possibilities you will have with cloud databases. This is a Microsoft Virtual Academy presentation. Thank you for signing in.